Dr. Tommy Roy, cleaner from Miss Christy Hill, KRISTI, from my husband, HILL. Today's date is 1/22/2013. Patient is a 41-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with no energy. Number two, cloudy urine. Number 13, vitamin D deficiency. Number 4, anemia. Number 5, hypocalcemia. Number 6, metabolic acidosis. Number 7, hyperchloridemia. Number 8, bipolar disorder. Number 9, paranoid schizophrenia. Number 9, social anxiety disorder. Number 10, tardive dyskinesia. Number 11, anxiety disorder / depression. Number 12, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Number 13, allergic rhinitis. Number 14, osteoarthritis. Number 15, asthma. Number 16, borderline personality disorder. Number 17, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 8, cephalic neck surgery times 2. Number 19, metabolic acidosis. Number 20, vitamin D deficiency. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. She's going to be put on some Ergocal Cifrol, 50,000 units, Q-week, then Q-2 weeks, Folitex 1 PUK a day, sodium bicarbonate, 652 pills twice a day. Patient seen for her mental disorder by Dr. Gullapalli, G-U-L-L-A-P-A-L-L-I. Patient's asthma stable, osteoarthritis stable. She's facing status hysterectomy. She's on hormone replacement therapy. She'd say if she was put on Soma for a muscle relaxer. She had muscle spasms due to neck surgery. She stopped her ketoprofen and she feels much better. It's possible that the anemia was from the gastritis caused by ketoprofen. She's on attention deficit disorder. She's on Adderall for attention deficit disorder, which is stable, clonopin 0.5 mg CAD for anxiety disorder, allergic rhinitis for nasonex. It seems to be helping her. She's on albuterol and Combivan inhalers. She denies any indigestion, sour stomach, belching, burping gas. She's been taking her Acifex. She's been placed on Topamax as well. Patient's being referred to renal for evaluation of metabolic acidosis. I'm going to check her CHEM-12 and CBC today to see if stopping the ketoprofen has helped her labs any. End of the case. Patient's going to get an anemia profile with hemocolesterol 3.